Rehoboam and Jeroboam. One of the sons of Jeroboam became sick. The king said to his wife, When I was a servant of Solomon, a prophet told me that I become king of the northern 10 tribes of Israel. He lives in Shiloh. Take him a gift of food and ask him what will happen to our son. Put on a disguise so he won't know you're my wife. The prophet was now old and blind. The Lord said to him, Jeroboam's wife is coming wearing a disguise. She's going to ask you about their son who is sick. Then the Lord told him what to say. Soon the prophet heard the woman's footsteps. He said, Come in, wife of Jeroboam. Why are you wearing a disguise? Listen, God has a message for your husband. A horrible message. The Lord says, I selected you when you were an average man. I tore part of the kingdom away from the family of David and gave it to you. But look what you've done. You haven't followed me. You haven't kept my commandments. Instead, you've insulted me with 2 golden calves, and you've become more wicked than anyone else. So listen to what I'm going to do to you. All the males of your family will die a horrible death. The family name of Jeroboam won't continue after you're gone. Dogs will eat those who die in the city, and birds will eat those who die in the country. There'll be only one exception to this. Your son who is now sick is a good man, the only one in your family. He will die a normal death, but he'll die as soon as you get home. You'll bury him, and all of Israel will mourn his death. But he'll be the only one in your family who will be buried. All of this will happen because of what Jeroboam did to Israel. His sin has forced me to hit Israel so hard that their roots will be ripped up from this soil. They'll be carried away and scattered among the nations. Jeroboam's wife went home, and her son died as soon as she walked into the house. He was buried, and all of Israel mourned his death. While Jeroboam ruled in Israel in the north, Rehoboam ruled Judah in the south. He also made the Lord angry by leading the people in ways that were evil. Judah became as wicked as all the surrounding nations. During the 5th year of Rehoboam's reign, Egypt came and plundered Jerusalem. They took all the gold from the temple and the royal palace. They took the golden shields Solomon had made. After they left, Rehoboam replaced the shields with ones made of bronze. Whenever the king left the palace and went to the temple, guards walked along with him carrying the bronze shields. There was war between Judah and Israel as long as Rehoboam and Jeroboam lived. Rehoboam died after ruling Judah for 17 years, and his son became king after him. Jeroboam ruled Israel for 22 years and then died. His son became king after him. He followed the example of his father, but only ruled for 2 years. He was killed, and the entire family of Jeroboam was destroyed. It all happened just like the prophet said.